Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Because it's a Friday morning, it's open line. So whatever you want to discuss, please let us know.
Sure, Caesar, man. I just wanted to find out, do we know how much money you're allowed to have, a foreign currency, in cash at the time, like South Africa? Because I've been checking and I'm always seeing I'm at 10,000 and 25,000. Because if someone rocks up at OR Tambo International Airport with $600,000 in cash, cold hard cash, I mean, that's a duffel bag. That's not even like a backpack. That's a duffel bag. So OR Tambo, won't they be like concerned? Would say, are these not proceeds of crime? How did you get this money? Or maybe advise you to put it in an account of some sort, a bank account, instead of you traveling with it in cash. So how much money of foreign currency in cash is one allowed to have in the country?
So you're 100% correct. In the country is a different story, because really you can have as much as you want in the country, because I suppose you can go to your bank and get it. But to travel with it, so to bring it into South Africa or to take it out of South Africa, that's something else. And we really need a definitive answer, because because there was some money that was found in a couch somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And we thought that that would have been reason enough for us to get a definitive ruling, but we were told that there was nothing untoward there. So, theoretically speaking, that amount of money that was found in a couch shouldn't have been able to have been brought in by an individual. And I don't know if you remember Christo Visa's story. Christo Visa, about 7-8 years ago, came in with a lot of money. I don't know if he came in or left with it, actually. I think he was leaving. You can research the story, Saul. And it was a combination of dollars and euros in millions, right? And he was flying out via private jet. And when he got to London, he was stopped, apprehended. That made big news. Because even if you are known to be a billionaire, unemali zakho, you can't just be moving with foreign currency like that. I don't know if you ever, like, for example, when you're flying and you're flying back to your country of origin or whatever, they'll even ask you, how much foreign currency are you coming with?
True.
You sign a declaration form. And if you've seen, that's a SARS form for a reason.
For open line, your Kaya family. Nasinchi itina la izolo ela parada. Sengizwa sengidriver ngendlini. He kunedina. He batho. Yo, ingathi ineighbor leyo oncintshanayo uzwa nje sekunuka iprime meat. Uthi hey unemcimbi next door. We! Hi ke.
What is happening ela parada now? Nathi besingazi, nathi sincintshekileke. You don't think usixoxele what was happening.
What I'd like to discuss on today's open line is the amazing loyalists dinner that we had last night at Emperor's Palace. Thank you so much to the Kaya team for organizing this and getting us invited. What a spectacular event it was. I was really looking forward to seeing the morning team there, but I understand that everyone had their own commitments. But what a beautiful event and what a beautiful gesture that was for us loyal listeners. What a time to be a proud metropolitan.
Yeah, my daughter. Hey. Okay, so generally speaking, because we have to get up early, like at 3 or something, we don't do evening events. So that's part of the reason why you didn't see us. But I mean, I had no idea it was even happening.
It's surely somewhere in the emails. Where are my emails? Our phone this season. It's somewhere in the emails.
I get my emails on my phone. I read them all.
I had no idea that happened yesterday.
Morning, Sizwe and the crew. I just need an advice. Hore, if you bought a house that is bank subsidized, you got a home loan, and now less than 2 years, the roof leaks, the plumbing, it's a mess. Do I take this to the bank or get transaki deal with this situation on my own? I just need an advice on what to do.
Well, so first of all, who built the house? Because we need to find out I guess we need to find out if that person is the one that you need to deal with. There's an organization for builders. And that organization obviously stipulates how houses should be built.
Yeah.
Certain standard. If it's just 2 years, that person who built the house should come back and fix it for you for free. Whoever the contractor was. However, if okay, you built the house yourself, then angazi, that's maybe between yourself and your builder.
And there's always like inspectors. I know there's a company, Home Inspections SA or something, where if you're going to buy a house, whether from Sizwe or whoever, before you purchase, actually go and inspect. Because there's a form that says, that ticks off boxes about the condition of the house. And a lot of people lie, you know, to say there's no mold in the walls. And more often than not, there's mold and all these things that eventually become a problem to you. So it's very important to have those people and utilize them even after building your own house.
Which is why it's important that when you use a contractor, you must ensure that they are registered with the NHBRC.
Compliance.
The National Home Builders Registration Council. Because if you need to hold them accountable, then that's a council you'd go to. Mm-hmm. Having said that, a roof leak may not necessarily be a big thing. Generally, houses are built when there isn't much rain, right? So they'll build houses in the winter, if this is a good builder and he's wise. Because it's going to cost you money and time if you build in the rain. So because they build in the winter, they don't get to test the roof if it works or not. You only see that when the rains come, such as now. Mm. And to fix that, it can be a small thing, just waterproofing, etc. and so on. So maybe let's not wrap him over the knuckles too harshly until we know exactly what has happened.
Open line on Kaya 959.
So, it's open line. Let me tell you a story. Mpo is wearing a skirt today that... I remember in primary school, it must have been maybe 1993 or like 1994. So our school had like normal skirts. And then this one student, Renee Friedman, left. And we were all sad to see her leave. She was leaving the country. And then the next term, Renee came back.
How?
What happened, Renee? No, her parents didn't like where they were going, so they moved back. But when she came back, her skirts was unlike any other skirts that the girls were wearing. She was now wearing what we later learned was a culotte.
Oh, okay.
Then I was like, okay. It had like pleats. It was a skirt, but it was pants.
So it's like a palazzo pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, I'm not even lying to you. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the next year and a half, mm-hmm. everybody migrated from ordinary skirts to culottes. Yeah. Everybody was wearing culottes.
Didn't your school have rules? Was it allowed, culottes, within the schooling uniform?
Well, I guess they allowed it, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it was still red.
Uh-huh.
And okay. It looked like a skirt.
Okay.
And actually, it looked better because they had pleats.
I guess it's almost what we went through, because in our matric year, you had to wear like a skirt and heels and whatnot. But over time, a lot of the matric girls decided to just wear pants. So we would wear tailored pants with heels. In your matric year.
I love that thing. Where yeah. matriculants wear heels.
Yeah.
There, but we never got to do it at my school.
Oh,
we just
no,
had the matric jackets.
Oh, we looked forward to it.
Yeah, we didn't have heels. We had like a winter in high school. So we had like a winter uniform and then a summer uniform.
Yeah.
But no heels. But damn.
We rocked heels.
Hey.
It was fun.
Yeah, no, that. Especially with Afrikaans schools, they had that heel situation going on.
Mm.
Kaya News on Kaya 959.
With the news headlines at 7:30, good morning. I'm Fundo Mabalani. The Gauteng provincial government will this morning receive remains of freedom fighters who died in exile. A ceremony to honor fallen freedom fighters is expected to get underway later this morning, with Acting Premier Lebogang Maile set to lead the homecoming ceremony. National Police Commissioner Fanima Semula says the Stilfontein rescue operation is not as easy as it seems. The police commissioner clarified that unlike the Sabi operation, where the shaft is 150 meters deep, the Stilfontein shaft is 2 kilometers deep. And Emmanuel Macron says he won't step down after a successful vote of no confidence against his prime minister this past Wednesday. I'll have more on these and other stories at 8 o'clock.
Macron is an African dictator. The way he clings onto power.
And the way they celebrated when he won. You know, we were talking about this is going to be a centrist government because it was a time when there was this wave of right-wingers.
Yeah.
But goodness, he's a very stubborn man.
Yeah.
I mean, he held elections prematurely for absolutely no reason, only to lose.
Yeah.
Sizwest nosoli bafethu mina ngicela ukubuza bafethu there's any possibility ukuthi u invite the minister yamaphoyisa bafethu ngoba ngayi izole brandisha silalanga bafethu no kali bame the whole night ikona nabantu abapholile manje eh siyabuza nje ukuthi ngayi invite kanjani.
Okay, minister of police, we shall see. You see, I used to be able to do these interviews very easily when I did car drive. But here in Caesar World, we don't do that many interviews. However, we'll look into it.
I wanted to encourage abazali ababhalisa abantwana babo ukuthi bangagivaphi. When I was called on Thursday by the district, one of the schools being in Standerville, but I had given up. So apparently, I think no kunyovu bekwenzeka bakhiphela abenza ukunyovu. So the school is kind of like very close. So I'm so happy. So I'm going to give up.
Yeah. So ideally, there's something called feeder areas. So if a school exists, the feeder areas are obviously the areas around the school. You are encouraged to put your kids around there because then they don't have to go too far to get to school, etc. and so on.
That system is so discriminatory. I remember primary school. I went to Glenview Primary School. It literally shared a fence with the high school, Brecon Downs. Now, I don't remember how I got into primary school, but I couldn't go to the school right next door where all my friends were going. And then we struggled because it's Khale Foslo. And this school is in Alberton. My mom literally struggled to get me into a school. Sanot Park, Germiston High, Boxburg High. I think we needed to commit some fraud and present a letter that I live in those areas. Eventually went to a private school that my mom could barely afford because it was the only school that could take me. So it's a bit unfair, that feeder area system, to be honest, because sometimes you grow up in an area where there aren't any good schools, to be honest.
So then what must happen to the people and the kids that grow up in that area?
No, but that's what I'm saying. We must all go to good schools, those who can take their kids to those good schools. Like,
no, I agree with you.
Public schools at that.
The solution is all schools must be good. That's a solution.
That is a solution, bro.
But now,
honestly,
if I live right in the area where the school is,
and
Funenge is, imagine me now, go to Solas and Foslu.
Yeah, but you're born Uguti. And our schools are getting worse. That's what concerns me. And also, like, you need to not put your kid in a private school because you don't have freedom of choice when you want to put your kid in a good public school.
How many Foslu high in Dwala?
It must tell son. Shout out.
No, I'm joking. The solution, like I said, is all schools must be good. That's what the solution is.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.